back with you on Rema 99.7. Very delighted to be joined by Paul Hartkus from, I said it bad earlier. Did you hear what I did earlier? I said Cameron and Maitland Park. Paul, there you go. It's a new suburb that you've never heard of.
A new suburb, yeah.
It's a brand new suburb. No. He is from Rain and Horn, and that is from Maitland and Cameron Park. Paul, lovely to have you back.
It's great to be back. Thank you. It seems like it's been a few months since I've been here.
Oh, it feels like ages. But while you're on air, I just wanted to hand out a special prize today. I recently encountered a business that was amazing. And despite there being a difficult circumstances, was of incredible help. And I'd like to give you a box of chocolates from myself to you and the lovely Melissa who work at your wonderful real estate. Let me enlighten the listeners. My son was having a hard time finding a rental. And this was in the middle of the holidays. So out of desperation, I thought, I'm going to just email Paul, but I know it's holiday time, but I'll just email him. Maybe he'll get back to me in 2 weeks' time. So got a reply saying that you were away. And then the next thing I got like another reply, and it was from Melissa who works for you, and then it was a reply from you. And I was like, everyone was amazed that you were so willing to help. So thank you very much, because you were went above and beyond because you were in New Zealand.
I was. It was lucky I had reception and got your message. But Melissa is awesome, and all the girls that we've got there are awesome. So glad they could help.
But nice that, you know, and I know Maria from here has also helped you, and I think it was for Kavonja, and you've given her some help. But I think it is nice to see this happen. Because I think at the moment the industry feels very cutthroat. You know, my son was struggling because it was him and two guys, and you know, all the families were getting houses. In the end, he managed to get a house, which is amazing, but his persistence paid off. He was applying for 40 houses a night, Paul, at one point. He'd come home from work, he'd go to gym and apply for houses, which is, but you guys helped by explaining some of the law, the rental laws, like when you leave a rental, you have to get your rental report saying you've paid your rent within 7 days, which the landlord person was withheld or holding from them. Yes. Stuff like that that, you know, the ordinary person doesn't know.
I suppose for the average person, it's too big a legislated industry to know anything more than the general. So it's always great to get some advice from people that work in it day in, day out.
Yeah, because that was one tiny little thing. They didn't know that they had the legal advice, you know, and what happened is he called the guy, answered, and he promptly quoted what Melissa told him. And they got the report within hours. So it just shows you. But there are a lot of very volatile things happening at the moment. I feel like every second day on the news, they talk about mortgages. Yeah. There must be something you have to deal with on a regular basis.
Well, it is. And to be honest, that's what I wanted to talk about today was the mortgages, because it seems to be the topic that's on the top of everybody's lips. So was it last week we had the 9th consecutive mortgage rate increase by the Reserve Bank? So that is actually having an impact on pretty much all of Australia. But if it's okay, I probably wouldn't mind talking about that from the property side of it.
Yes.
How is the mortgages affecting the property market, and what am I seeing in the future?
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically in Australia, about a third of people are mortgage owners. So an increase in the interest rate, and we know that the banks pass on 100% of the increase. It's funny because there's people that have got savings in the bank, and the banks don't pass on 100% of that. Profit margins of banks will still be going up. So a third of people have got a mortgage, so it's definitely affecting them. And when you combine that with what we're all wrestling with, which is higher petrol prices, fruit and veggie and groceries and pretty much anything that we want to do is more expensive these days because of the inflation, which is what the Reserve Bank is trying to curb with the mortgage rate. So that's having a big effect on people. And if you're a renter, as you know, your son, for example, rents are going up consistently. It's a tough one because it seems unfair at the outset, but you've got to realise that the landlord has also got a mortgage on that property and their repayments are going up.
So what do they do? You know, and then they can't afford that.
Well, obviously, we talked about legislation,
but
legislation actually dictates when a landlord can increase rent.
Ooh.
So they're allowed, you know, a rental increase a year provided the tenant's not in a fixed-term lease. So as leases come up, the vast majority of landlords are saying, oh, look, even if they don't want to, I have to increase the rent or I have to sell the property, which creates even more of a problem.
Do you think some of them take a chance? Let me give you an example. So my daughter left her little two-bedroom flat, not very big, in Sydney, and found out afterwards that rent had gone up from 7:50 to 9:20 full.
Wow.
They put it down later on because obviously people realize that we reckon they were taking a chance because it was probably worth what, you know, what they were paying at 750, maybe 800 and so. But we reckon jumping to 920 was probably a bit of a push. That's, you know, and there must be some landlords that are going, oh, there's a demand. Let me put up the, you know.
There's a massive, that's a massive jump.
It's huge.
there are some landlords that want to get the most that they can.
Yeah.
There are others that say, I've got fantastic tenants who are looking after my property. I do need to get more, but I'm happy to negotiate and be a bit more reasonable about it. Even just this morning, we've got a house that's under offer in Thornton. And I've had another offer come in, which is more. And I've spoken to the owner and Christian family, and they've said, no, we feel morally we need to stick with the person that we accepted the first offer for. But I can say that probably 90% of owners would say, let's go for the more money.
Yes, because people are offering to pay more. I know that you're not allowed to ask, hey, for people to negotiate, but you can offer to pay more.
Yes, yeah.
It's a bit of a tricky one, isn't it? Because I think my daughter met someone who actually said you could pay more, and that was actually illegal.
the real estate agent can't do that anymore. That changed probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But they can't any longer, but that doesn't mean that
you can't
offer.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So something about the mortgage is that it's a new term, and you may not have heard about it. I only heard about it last week, but it's out there now. It's called the mortgage cliff.
Okay.
And this, I feel, is going to have a big impact. So if you're a property owner, and a mortgage cliff refers to people that have got a mortgage that's locked in at fixed term rates, low rates for a fixed term, and the cliff is when that fixed term ends. So we've got people, there's $500 trillion of mortgage money out there in Australia at the moment with people who are going to jump from somewhere around 2% interest to 6.5% between May and July. So that's a massive, you know, if you're thinking a mortgage of 500, 600,000, which is not uncommon, that's a massive monthly increase for someone who has been paying at 2%
or
1.9% or whatever, all of a sudden paying well over 6%. And the mortgage cliff is people are feeling like they're on the cliff and they're going to fall over because they can't cope. So we're facing that in Australia at the moment with these interest rates. There's still talk of another couple. So, if people are thinking of selling, it's probably not a bad idea to say, I know interest rates are going up, I know prices aren't as good as they were 6 months ago, but interest rates are still going to go up, and it's always better to sell in isolation than in saturation. And I feel that once people start hitting the mortgage cliff, a few months after that, we're going to be seeing some forced sales, and there'll be more properties on the market, meaning that, you know, less the same amount of buyers for more properties, obviously less competition, so the prices that we achieve won't be the same. So there's a fairly good argument to say, look, we stay where we are, we buckle our belts and we stay here for another couple of years, or we follow our dreams and our plans, but we do it earlier rather than in 6 months' time when we had planned, because at that stage you're going to be right in the middle of all these cliff jumpers.
But you know, it's hard, Paul, as well. Like, you sometimes you love your house, you know.
Yes.
You're emotionally like me, attached to your home, you know, and I think that's the hard thing as well. You really don't want to leave your home as well. There's that emotional thing as well.
No, it's very tough. So, I mean, my advice, if you're in that situation where you have, you know, you did lock in a low rate, and good on you for doing that, but a lot of us probably don't think far enough ahead to realise that, you know, this honeymoon of this interest rate's going to end at some stage, and what do I do then? And it's probably worthwhile being in communication with your broker.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, almost I'd say 2 months before your fixed term ends, you should be talking to your broker.
It's a good idea.
And there's a few things that, you know, they can help you with. Maybe if you're budgeting, you need to work out what you can keep doing. Like, for example, I had Stan and Netflix and KO recently. I've now only kept Netflix. I got rid of the other two. That saved a bit of money.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like I was watching them enough to justify.
No.
But there's lots of little things that we can do. And if we actually write down what our budget is, that will help us to actually make justifications that seem reasonable and fair to us. The other thing too is, you know, going to your lender and saying, look, my fixed term's about to end. What's your current variable rate? What am I going to be on?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been with you for a number of years. Can you do better? They may be able to do you better. A mortgage broker is very experienced at asking that question, but also the benefit of a broker of going directly to your bank is that if they won't do good enough, a broker's got access to a whole heap of people. There are cheaper options out there to look at, but obviously people are committed to their home. There's an emotional connection, family memories, all that sort of stuff. So you don't want to lose it over the fact that the government's trying to correct inflation. So, yeah, there's things that you can do, but talking to the right people is the crucial part of it.
Well, the example from my son with the rental, you know, talking to the right person, you helped him with the legality of what a renter could do, which he had no idea about, right?
Yeah.
And so I actually think you're right. I think that's also why you exist, because you're there to help people and help guide people, because this is what you do.
Yes.
I mean, me as a man in the street, am I right in saying that when I drive around, I see very little for sale signs? I saw a for rent sign the other day, which is unusual, but I don't. You're not seeing a lot of sales happening, Paul.
Definitely, this is what I was sort of saying. Sell in isolation.
Yeah.
Is there's not a lot around at the moment, and you know we're doing appraisals for people, and normally it's not too difficult to come up with, you know, comparable or you know reasonable copies of the properties that you've got to get some experience as to what's likely to happen in the market. We're struggling to come up with four or five comparable properties at the moment. Because if we come up with that many, we've got to go back too far. But obviously, the prices have been coming down. So comparing today's price with something from 5 months ago is not actually an effective comparison. So, yes, less properties. They are still selling, but they're probably taking a little bit longer to sell. And there's definitely less on the market.
Well, I like your advice. Go, you know, go to your broker because they have a better understanding of what it'll look like if it goes up 3% or 6%, whatever.
Yes.
So you'll have some numbers ready to go and go, oh, we'll have to pay this much, you know.
Yes.
Then as you say, maybe we don't do this or we don't, you know, get a smaller car or whatever it is. You know?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Make some adjustments elsewhere in your life so that we don't have to adjust.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're guessing, Paul. I think you're right. I think if someone says to you, okay, if it goes up to this much, this is how much you pay. If you go, so you actually work out what it could be in the next year or so. Do you know what I mean?
And I think, to be honest, that sort of information is readily available. There's loan calculators. Most real estate agents have got them on their websites. Pretty much every broker would as well.
Nice, yeah.
And I'm sure you could Google that. And all you need to do is punch in what your current loan balance is.
Amazing.
And you can adjust the rate and you can play a few games with it that way and see what it's like. But unless you know what you're spending on day-to-day living, that doesn't really help you either, does it?
It does. Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right. My dad was an accountant, and wherever he went, he had a ledger pull, and every single piece of milk, piece of chocolate that he had, it all wrote down. But you know what? That's why he had money, because he knew where all of it was.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you need to do.
Count the cents and the dollars look after themselves.
He is 100% right. Like he'd come over to New Zealand when we lived there, and this little ledger, you know, and he'd write every day. But he was incredible. And he discovered 3 times that the grocery people overcharged him because they swiped something twice.
Yep.
So that's how close he knew exactly where your money was. He was an accountant though, so you see.
Well, my mother was an accountant. She's very similar. So she would actually take the calculator when she filled up with petrol and just work out that the cents per litre matched how many litres she got.
That's amazing. Because the other day I put petrol in and it was less. And I was like, I don't know how that happened because I didn't know what the story was. I just knew that it was less and I was excited. Because it was going over 100 more recently and suddenly it was 93. And I was like, that's interesting. You know, but you should actually look at the per litre situation.
I'm too busy to worry about doing that.
And there's also competition everywhere. But Paul, lovely to hear from you again. And before you go, did you have a lovely time in New Zealand?
We had the best time. So we did a cruise. So we sort of went around New Zealand, got off at ports and had a look around. And
did you?
We had an absolutely fantastic time.
Did you go to the Moffat Sound?
We went through them. And so we had a balcony room. So we were able to sit in our balcony and watch it as we went through. Awesome. Got some great photos.
It is a different country, isn't it? It's a very beautiful country. Did you go to Auckland at all?
We finished at Auckland. So we had a bit of time there before we flew home. We actually left the day that the floods came in, so we were lucky to get out, actually, yeah.
They're expecting more today. Did you see how many apartment buildings they're building in the middle of the city? That's awful.
There's a lot of construction going.
$1 million for a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, well.
Paul, it is scary living there. I'm very happy that I live in Newcastle.
There you go. Me too.
And Paul's here in Newcastle to take care of all your property needs. Do go to Rain and Horn, Maitland and Cameron Park. Here with us on The Good Life today.